Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. I'm laughing because I'm looking at Ethan going, hey, are you going to play one of those things? He's like, no, just talk. I'm like, okay. Annoyed party of one. There you go. I appreciate that. Hey, we're talking all about Donald Trump's first 100 days. What do you see as the biggest accomplishment that he has done so far? Dawn is on line one. Dawn, what do you got to say about what is Trump's biggest thing over the first 100 days?
Well, I think Doge and what they're uncovering, I know it's Elon Musk, but it's at Trump's beckoning. And I wasn't expecting all of what they're revealing, the kind of money that's just been fraudulently pilfered out of our economy. It's mind-blowing.
Is there anything that comes to mind that you go, wow, that's something that he found? I really didn't expect something like that to happen.
The Social Security scams with people over 100 years old and babies collecting.
There's just so many of those examples that they keep coming back to. Now, Don, were you like me that I had heard the media talk about Elon Musk's team was a bunch of these, you know, 20-somethings. It seemed like it was a bunch of college kids who were smoking weed, drinking beer, and looking for savings. And then when they had that special where I guess it was Bret Baier sat down with him and his team was just rock stars in the tech world who were going through all that. Did that surprise you of who his team was?
I kind of heard bits and pieces. I didn't see that particular interview, but I saw bits and pieces. And no, it doesn't surprise me. I have children and grandchildren, and they're just geniuses. This is, you know, they don't know cursive, but they know computers. They know, you know, coding. It's just a different generation.
Well, Dawn, I appreciate you calling in. Be careful. It sounds like you're driving.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. If you want to get in, the phone number is 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Love to know what you think. It's interesting if you take Brett Hume, who was our first guy. This is Brett Hume's take, his assessment of Donald Trump's first 100 days.
It has been off to perhaps the fastest start of any we've ever seen. He was doing everything, everywhere, all at once, and doing that on the strength of a slender but convincing victory. So it's an ambitious agenda such as we've never seen.
It's funny when you listen to everybody's take. Everybody's got a little different take on this as to what they think was the big thing. Steve Doocy was actually in Michigan because that's where the president is right now. And he was talking to a crowd there in Michigan. He's cut number 7. Here's what the crowd had to say there.
Obviously, it's a crowd of Trump supporters, of course, but we can try to do a little poll. who here thinks that the number one thing in the first 100 days is what Trump has done at the border?
Yeah!
Okay. Border. Now let's try it with tariffs.
Yeah!
And what's that?
Doge.
All right.
So Doge, she agrees with Dawn. Doge was the big thing. Steve is joining us. Steve, what do you think is the biggest thing of the first 100 days?
Well, I think he's made the Democrats continue to look foolish like they did before the election. That's why they lost it.
It's pretty funny.
One sidebar. You guys were talking about Missouri people registering their cars in Illinois. You have to own physical property in Illinois to register a car in Illinois if you live in Missouri.
So make sure
Mark Rudin knows that.
Oh, okay. So we were talking about that today.
I know. Yeah, no, he made the Democrats continue to run around like chicken with their heads cut off, like they did before the election.
It's funny. He's really got the Democrats to take some positions that you never thought they would take before. I remember the Democrats were the ones who were all in favor of EVs, and we all needed to drive electric cars. Remember that, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And now they don't want you to drive electric cars. If you drive electric cars, you are from the devil. The electric cars are evil, and Elon Musk is horrible.
It's just amazing. Everything the Democrats stand for is bad for the country. I can't believe the public can eat that up.
Steve, we appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Donna is online, too. Donna, what say you?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I am most concerned about how he's managed to tick off all of our allies. So I would say that he's kind of destroyed part of our reputation at this point.
So where do you think that's going to go, Donna?
I'm sorry.
Where do you think that's going to go?
Sorry. Hello?
Hey, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was your question?
So, Donna, you think that he's ticking off all of our allies. Where do you think that's going to go? Where do you think that's going to end up?
Well, you know, that's my concern. I mean, we've always supported each other. Everybody's had their back. And he has managed to annoy people and scare people. And it's kind of disheartening just because I used to be proud to be an American. And now, you know, we're getting such a reputation that I really don't think it's deserved just because it's that one man. But everybody is not happy with the Americans. And can they depend on them? And that's what I always thought, is that they can depend on us.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's good to have your opinion. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So the Canadian-appointed new prime minister, Dash was talking about, is becoming more military strong. So he's making Canada build up their military. I think it's interesting of how he's getting all these different countries to do things that you never would have seen them do before. All of a sudden, they're taking positions and they're doing things that if you just kept cruising the way we were cruising, there was never going to be any change. I don't know what's going to happen with these tariffs. Obviously, none of us do. But I think it's interesting that Trump is bringing to the forefront something that a lot of us never really thought about before. At least I didn't think about it. I didn't know how many other countries around the world had all these tariffs against us. And to Donna's point, she says we're ticking off our allies. I didn't know how much our allies were taking advantage of us. I had no idea the tariffs that Canada had on the United States. I had never heard about those tariffs before. I didn't know how many tariffs Europe had on the United States. Talking about the fact that if you see a Chevy in Germany, it will be the first one. Germany has so many tariffs against American automakers that Americans do not sell cars in Germany. They just make them so unaffordable that they've never been there. What's wrong with leveling the playing field? What's wrong with what he's doing and saying, hey, you know what? I'll drop my tariffs if you drop yours. And I'm going to match you dollar for dollar on tariffs. If you want to put 20% on my goods, I'll put 20% on yours. We haven't done that before. And the question I would say is, why haven't we? Why haven't we tried to level the playing field? And even if he doesn't get to a 0-0, at least if he gets them to lower, I'd say that's a win. Anything you can do that's going to promote American business and create more markets for American goods is going to be good for American taxpayers. We're going to have revenue coming in. I don't know, this whole thing that he's floated lately, I guess yesterday he started floating this in talking about the fact that we have so much revenue that's coming in from these new tariffs that he's put in. We're going to be able to get rid of income tax. Like, seriously? I don't know if that's going to happen, but it gets back to what we talked about before. Trump is always swinging for the fences. And I come back to the fact of, even if a guy doesn't hit a home run, a lot of times he's like the, Ethan will appreciate this, he's kind of the Matt Carpenter of tariffs. He's just double, 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 double. Remember when Matt Carpenter just kept, he was like the double machine, and he kept just hitting double, 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 double. Anytime you could stretch a single to a double, that's a win for your team. And I think Donald Trump is doing that on a regular basis. You don't have to hit a home run every time, but by golly, he sticks them in the gap on a regular basis just to beat this analogy to death. And he's getting us there. We're going to take a break real quick and then come back. I got, who do I have on the other line?
Matt on the line.
Matt, waiting. Hang tight with me. We will catch you on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon on Telephone Tuesday on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Matt's been holding on the line. Matt, we appreciate your patience. What do you think is the top accomplishment for Trump in the first 100 days?
Well, heck, right now I don't know if I need new siding, go to a healthcare clinic, or is my foundation crumbling?
Oh my God, it's Matt Swanson. If I would have known, I would have hung up on you a long time ago. Hey, Matt is the county councilman in St. Charles with me. So, are you, ma'am?
Here's the thing. I'm doing well. And I love listening to you and everything else, driving home and all this traffic. When we look at Trump's greatest accomplishment, I think it's something that no one's really talked about yet.
What's that?
He has no fear. He has no fear. He is only there literally for maybe another 3 years, because the last year is going to be somebody else running. So he can do things that no president in modern day history has ever done. We've never had a non-consecutive president in the modern era. So he's able to do everything that every politician would love to do. Go in there and change it up. And I love what Trump is doing, just shaking it up and finding a new direction.
There is an awful lot to be said about the fact of, when you are a politician, and Dick Durbin is getting ready to run into this in Illinois, when you are a politician that is never going to run for re-election again, or never going to run for another office, it is very freeing. You can be whoever you truly want to be, and you can take positions on things that normally it would be the kiss of death of your political career. But you're like, I'm not running anymore, man. I can be whoever I want to be. And you'll see that with an awful lot of politicians at every level. Once they decide, I'm not going to run anymore, I'm not going to be up for re-election, man, you'll hear them say some things that you're like, really? I can't believe you just said that. And they're like, why? So, Matt, when you look at everything that he's done so far, is it the border? Is it tariffs? Is it the economy? Is it all these income deals that are coming in? I mean, $5.3 trillion in new investment that has been promised to the United States. What do you think is number one?
And I think you said in the previous, before the break, the tariffs. Americans have been basically just completely blindsided by the amount the other countries are charging us. And why? We go back to the great communicator, Ronald Reagan. Why didn't he ever bring up these things? I mean, you know, the border, that's always been Trump's thing. And I appreciate what he's done. All the people coming in or trying to come in, they know it's closed down. And Holman is probably one of the best individuals to be in charge of border security. Love the guy to death. But the tariffs, you were talking about it. why are we not fighting back? How come nobody has ever fought back against this, Republican or Democrat? And I am so happy Trump has brought this up, put it in the forefront. Now, are we going to pay a little bit more in the future?
Maybe.
Yes. In his conversation that you, I don't know if you saw or heard today because you've been on the radio, with Jeff Bezos. Bezos was going to put like the amount of, you know, hike of each project or product because of the tariffs. He's now decided not to do that.
I saw that. Hey, Matt, I got to let you run because I want to get Jim in here real quick, but thank you for calling. Hey,
all right, talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Jim on line two. Jim, I got about 30 seconds. What's your number one?
My number one is that Trump brought leadership back to the world. You know, the United States is kind of the leader, and having Biden, and if we had four more years of a Biden-like presidency, the world would have been in chaos, and it wouldn't matter how good our economy was. So I think his leadership in the world has been the number one thing that's really changed.
Jim, I think you're spot on, man. Thank you very much for that call. I appreciate it. I agree with him as well. Pete Hegseth was talking about that earlier today when they were at the airbase in Michigan, and he was talking about the fact that the reason why they're up so much on military recruiting is people know that they have a leader in the White House now. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We are going to talk with Dwayne Patterson on the other side on 97.1 FM Talk.